Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot. Coming in hot, just like the fajita. I write what I live, my life in the speaker. I'm nice with the flow, just like the demeanor. I'm feeding my fam, I'm feeding the meter. They got the iron while I got the steamer. I bring the fire but you never seen her. I testify I don't need a subpoena. They want my soul, better go to Korea. I love my dog just like I'm Peter. Gotta protect them, I made the call, it was just like I'm reffing. I know we left, yeah, now we back together. But I guess that is better now, later than never. Like, what's happening? I'ma need y'all, quit asking when. Me and my wife gon' have some kids. Right now we just practicing. Practicing. Teacher said quit rapping, man. That gon' hurt my average. I said thank God I ain't average. Yeah, I'm a bright young man. Kill the GPA and the BPM. Look, we on. So say what you say, cause that's A with Lecrae. From the A train to the A, I'm coming in. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in.
Wake him up. See him still sleeping, so I had to shake him up. I kept it too real, I wasn't faking up. My real life was a headline. Your real life got a deadline. My timeline was a hashtag. Your timeline just a hate crime. Coming in hot, feeling like Pop. Back in 9-4 when he took 5 shots. Too much drive to ride your wave. Ditch my top and I'm off that lot. Black on black. You don't have to ball a rap to get them racks on racks. Uber poolers trying to catch my vibe and find my way. Yeah, I know I'm ratchet, but I'm really safe. Hot sauce dripping. Everybody wanna start dipping. First nobody wanna listen. Now everybody pay attention. Now everybody pay fees. Even Trump gotta take a knee. When the horn blow, y'all gon' see. Make the wall fall down like yee. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot the shot. I'm coming in hot.
Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, coming in hot, Lecrae and Andy. Yo, I like that joint right there. This is Social Lab, 917-889-3926, it's Hump Day Wednesday, we made it. How have your day gone? Beautiful day here in the city of Atlanta. Shout out to the Atlanta Hawks for smashing the Sixers over the weekend. It was Liddy in the city. Yep. Don't be hating. Nobody saw that coming. But, again, congrats to the ATL for a dynamic win over the weekend. Special guest tonight, Solana Rich. Solana Rich unites. Hey, we're talking about your voice and your story. It all matters. And my friend Solana is going to come through, talk about a project she has that will help you to promote and get your voice out there, help to tell your story. Solana Rich unites. But before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up, Madam CeeLo Boss.
What up?
What's going on? You sound like you're doing much better.
I feel much better. Yes. How do you do?
Good. I'm doing well. You know, anytime my feet hit the ground, I'm doing well. You know?
I appreciate
the joy that comes every morning. You know what I'm saying? The new mercy that's granted every day.
Yeah.
Every day. I'm glad you are doing better, though, because we were concerned about you. You know, you didn't sound good. You weren't feeling good. You was talking about body parts you thought that was going to be hurting, that wasn't hurting, and things that were hurting that, you know, you didn't expect to be hurting, you know. So we're just glad you're better. We're just glad you are better. All the way live from the other side of the ATL, hot chocolate up in here. What's going on?
Peace, love, and light to the social lab. Tonight, I have an update on game one between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks. Milwaukee is currently up 34-25. It is the second quarter, 10 minutes and 17 seconds left. But we are going with the hometown. ATL.
Thank you for that update. Shouty. 917-889-3926. If you want to get up in here tonight, talk to our special guest, Solana Rich, as we continue to get these updates, you know what I'm saying, on how we showing up in the game. Hey, we're going all the way. We got to believe that we're going all the way. You know what I'm saying?
I think we are.
You, ye of little faith. We got big faith over here, and we
big
think
faith.
We going all the way.
Big faith.
And so without further ado, talking about big things and big faith, I want to introduce my friend, and she has certainly become my friend. We had a chance to jump on a Zoom call last week, and we was kicking it like we had been friends forever. You know, didn't you feel that way, Solana? It was like catching up with a good friend. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Solana Rich to the program. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Oh, we can hear
ma'am.
You now. I was like, yo, your stuff ain't working over there. That, you know, that piece of equipment you didn't invest it over there, not working. We can hear you.
All is well. Thank
What's going
you,
on, Ms. Rich?
Thank you for having me on the show. I do feel like I knew you for a lifetime. Like, seriously. Like, cool people, no cool people, right?
No doubt. It's cool vibes. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Cool vibes. Introduce yourself to the world.
Okay. Hello, world. I used to live in Stone Mountain, Georgia, but I'm here in Arizona, living a good life. You know, like TM just said, new mercies every day. And I just, tomorrow I'm dropping and relaunching my podcast. And I have a new exciting adventure. It's called Wisdom Bombs. And it's a collective effort of, I plan on like 30 people on one episode dropping Wisdom Bombs. So it's just, a symphony of profound wisdom from the heart. So I want people to take a minute and think about what they're going to say, and then they'll have 60 seconds with a hard stop to just say what's on their heart, because I feel like everybody has a purpose. Everybody has something special that the Lord only put in them, and I want them to share it with the world. So if it's like, if it's for the next generations, what would you say? So I think it'll be really fun, and just, you know, do giveaways and have people come together and talk about what's going on and unite people. My goal is to have like 50,000 people, you know, over the span of not too long, depending on, you know, how fast this catches on, and we just unite from the heart. So that's what I'm working on.
Solana, you said a symphony of profound thoughts. That sounds
wisdom.
So sophisticated. That was so lit.
Yes.
So profound
yes.
wisdom. A symphony of profound wisdom. That's like that's so lit.
Yeah, it's like our world needs light. We need love. We need, you know, we need wisdom. We need, like, knowledge is knowing and understanding, and wisdom is knowing, understanding, and application. We have to do it, right? So I just want to talk about it, like wisdom bombs. Let's just blow it up and drop it, and then it changes the neuroplasticity. You know, when we hear good things over and over, like that's where we have a change in mind. That's like where we level up our life. That's where things come together, like what our destiny is calling us to, not our circumstances, you know?
Absolutely. Now, you just used a real big word. I'm familiar with neuroplasticity, but, you know, that's a big old word. And so, you know, most people can't spell it. I'm not sure that I can, but I do know the meaning. Can you expound and define what neuroplasticity is for those who may not be familiar?
Neuroplasticity is, they did a science study to say that you can change your way of thinking. You can be who you're called to be despite of your circumstances. So our brain has, it's called neural pathways, and it gets fired up, you know, and it runs on pathways. So you have these thoughts that you have all the time. You do these things that you do all the time. You live your life and you believe what you think you know is true until you study and you get a broader vision, you get a broader idea, and then what you have to do is disrupt. That's why I'm calling this wisdom bomb, because you have to disrupt the neural pathways. You have to shift it. You have to replace that old pattern and that old way of being with a new being, because we are created new Murphys every day, right? So it's amazing in our brain, because we really think some of the way that we live our life is true. But sometimes, and most of the times, it's things that we learn, it's things that people told us, it's places that we've been, it's experiences that we had, but it might not really be what, you know, what's really true, and that's only by studying and leveling up our life and knowing better. So it's great in our brain. Our minds, our bodies are so wonderfully, fearfully, and wonderfully made, you know?
For sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, listen, that's why she's here. She's here to drop gems and jewels and to help us unite, my friends. Hey, if you just tuned in, our special guest tonight is Solana Rich. She's helping us unite. She's about to launch a podcast. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Solana's about to launch a podcast. She's starting her Wisdom Bomb tapings tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to this. Again, Solana Rich Unites is the podcast. Solana, you have a website that people can go to who are interested in being a guest on the show. Can you share that information and how people can submit?
A-L-O-N-N-A. RichUnites.com. SolanaRichUnites.com. And on the website, I have an online directory, which is called the Black Book Unites online directory.
Oh,
and the goal there is to unite the doers and the visionaries and the, you know, the people that are living their life according to what's on their heart, the dreamers and the manifestors, the people that are living for their individual purpose. So it's a place where you have it's an online directory, but you also have the podcast, so you can talk about and people can hear about exactly what you're doing in your business. And then it has a picture and a description, and all of your links are live there. So it's a paid subscription, and it's we're 51 episodes in so far, but I just kind of shut it down for a minute so that I can fine tune it and go in with the gold and see exactly how can I hit the target. So I'm out here on fire now, because we have to come together. We have to always be promoting. We have to always be marketing in our business. I mean, even McDonald's and the biggest names that we know, they still market. It's a part of business. So it's an inexpensive way to get your name out there and collectively come together. And the people that are on here so far, you know, are linking up and having relationships with one another and using each other's service. So I think it really gets going. Could you imagine, like, the possibilities are endless when we come together stronger. We're stronger together.
Yes, we are.
We are in search of limitless possibilities. Hey, tonight we're talking about unity, oneness, specifically in our culture. It is 6:16 in Los Angeles. It is 9:16 in Atlanta. The doers, the visionaries, the dreamers, those who are operating out of their heart, those are the people that Solana Rich is looking for. If you want to get your voice out there, get your story told, promote your product, your services, your business, Solana Rich Unites. You can log on to SolanaRich.com, or is it SolanaRichUnites.com, right?
Yes, SolanaRichUnites.com.
.com to be a guest, to be a guest. Hey, I like the idea surrounding the Black Book Unites. And so, CeeLo, I heard you say something, or somebody commented. You want to elaborate on that? I love that idea. We talked about that last week, but I love it.
I was just going to ask her, you know, could she tell us about the Black Book Unites? But I wanted to know, at what point of your life did you decide to put this reference point together?
Well, I started helping my mom in the beauty industry when I was like 13. I graduated from high school with my cosmetology license, and my mom had a salon, so I was always pretty much in an ownership position in my career of 35 years. And in October of 2019, I closed my salon because I just felt like if you keep doing something the same way, you're going to get the same results. And to me in business, I was missing the part of, you know, marketing my business and promoting my business and getting out in front of the people, because I was working so hard with my clients. I was behind the chair, you know, and I was wearing all the hats and doing everything, you know, running the business. But I'm like, I really can't the way that I was doing it. And I'm not saying that everybody does their business like this when they're running a salon, but a lot of times we get so in our comfort. I was so in my comfort zone when it's almost 8 billion people on the earth. I mean, like, it's so much more, this neuroplasticity, so much more than sometimes we give ourselves credit for in our comfort zone. The fun, it looks like, is happening. So starting this podcast and doing the Black Book Unites online directory, I feel like it's a part of what my business was missing. So I'm really passionate about it, because I know that everybody's voice needs to be heard. And that's another thing. I didn't really start talking until I was like, when I started working, when I was like 13, I had a misfortune. I literally died like when I was 14 months old, for a long time, and they said all of these things that would be wrong with me, and I really didn't really started talking and coming to myself until I, you know, started working. So in that time, I think it's even more passion for me because I know our voice is imperative that we speak up and say what it is. I mean, from our heart, not what people want us to do or what, you know, we have to do what our true destiny and calling to do. So I'm really passionate and I love what I'm doing. I love talking to people about what they're passionate about, what they're bringing together and doing on this earth, because there's some great businesses, some great ideas, some great manifestors out here, and I just, they have to be heard. Well, why not speak your dash on Solana Rich Unites podcast?
That is awesome. Thank you.
Super dope.
Thank you.
Because we have provided a platform to positive business for years, I love what you're doing, and I was drawn to it because that's literally what we have done, right? Promoted small businesses and people who just wanted to get their message out there. I don't think there are enough platforms that are intentional, right? Quality programs, right? That's not going to come and try to embarrass you or, you know, and do bait and switch on you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but truly want to help positive people do what they're doing better. So we applaud you. I'm sorry. Somebody was I think there was a collision.
Regina.
I just had a question regarding you said the relaunch of your podcast.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about was it the same focus and premise prior to your relaunch? Or have you revamped?
Yes, it was. I still have the same goal. I still have, you know, I have the aspiration of uniting with 50,000 people. So that's pretty big. And last summer, I had the opportunity to go home. I'm from Ypsilanti, Michigan. So Ypsilanti on the map. It's a small town. And quite a few people, they never heard of a podcast. You know, it was kind of hard for me to get them aboard as far as coming on the podcast and talking about their business. And it was kind of a little bit like pulling teeth. But when they got on there and they got to talking about it, they're like, oh, I'm so happy that I did this. You know, this is so good. And then as it progressed and now they're hooking up with different people that they weren't talking to before, I mean, it worked out good for them. But at the same time, I felt like I was missing something. Like I needed, because I was just starting the podcast, really, you know, I had to learn everything about it. And so I got on Clubhouse and it's audio and people are talking and they want to talk. And that's how I met TM. And it's so many people that have so many great ideas. So I just had to step back a little bit and see how could I really go about it. And I was home for like 6 months. So it was really the time that I had to see where I could really go with this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So
another one of those situations where God sat us down and really made us think about the path that we really, truly wanted to take.
Yes, and I've been working on myself. Tomorrow is my 50th birthday.
Come on, 50. All
right. Come on, 50.
Yes. And fabulous.
Yes, I've been doing this 75 hard,
happy
drinking
birthday.
All of this water. Thank you, working out and getting my mind.
How many more days left? How many more days left on 75 hard? How many more to go?
Oh,
you planned that perfectly.
No. I thought you were talking about my birthday. No, sir. I'm on day 55, so I'll have 25 more days to go. Yes.
That's dope.
No.
Okay,
that's
so
dope.
So for those who have no idea what I'm sorry. So for those who don't know what 75 hard is, please explain.
Yes, you can check it out on YouTube. It's it's really awesome. I have an app on my phone where they keep up with exactly what it is that I'm doing. You can check on there, and it's just no alcohol, which that's no problem, but you have to drink a gallon of water a day, okay?
Jeez.
And then you have to do two workouts. It's 45-minute workouts, so it's an hour and a half. You have to take a picture every day and read 10 pages and follow a diet. So it's pretty intense when drinking all of this water. I feel like it's just the same as in my brain right now, in my intellectual property, that you have to release it. You have to surrender it all. You have to keep on going through everything on the inside and out in order to be the best version of, of myself. So that's what I have. That's what I've been working on. So I got that pretty much underway.
Hey, congratulations to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot in our life. We got to do the work, though. Or we get stuck.
Sweat equity, baby. Sweat equity.
Yay. I love this show. You guys seem so cool. So it's CeeLo and hot chocolate.
Yes.
Hey.
CeeLo and hot chocolate. These are my aces. They've been rolling with me for years. They hold me down,
right?
Baby. You are inside the social lab. Hey. We got our special guest tonight, Solana Rich. She's trying to help you unite. She's trying to unite businesses and business owners and people who just got something to say, a story to tell. Listen, log on to SolanaRichUnites.com. Let her know you want to be a guest. And I'm almost positive that you will immediately be booked. Tell her you heard about her on TV. na, 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 na. Yay, yay, yay.
TM Hyman Radio bow. Live. That was touchdown.
Bow, bow, bow.
You are live. If you want to dial in, you got anything to say to our guest, Alana Rich, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. And it is 9:30 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:30 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, figure it out.
Figure it out. Hey, if y'all want to know who that was, that the name of that song was Touchdown. That is HD for President, and that joint bang. Right there.
Yeah,
and check them out. HD for President.
I couldn't remember.
It's called Touchdown. And we definitely banging it here in the ATL. Hey, again, if you want to check out our guest and, you know, ask her some questions, she is here for you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Listen, a lot of times life can feel like a competition. Specifically in this social media environment where everybody is scrolling and swiping, right? We scrolling and swiping. That's all we doing, right? Some folks swiping in different kind of ways, right? I mean, they swiping to the left, swiping to the right. Listen, I'm not into that, you know, I ain't into that lane, right? I ain't swiping left and right. I'm just swiping up and down. You know what I'm saying? But listen, my point is this, competition. This is an example that it's about just vibing with the right people. It's about creating a winning idea because winning idea gets results and stand out like from the rest. Why would I want to invite somebody on this show who has a podcast and we are a podcast? It's because, listen, we are a successful podcast. And we've been doing it for a while, right? So why wouldn't we want to share our platform with people who want to do the same thing? Listen, successful people don't mind helping other people. And so at some point, you also have to be the change that you want to be in the world. You know what I'm saying? There is no competition because there's more than enough. If you think that there's not enough, And you are always in competition with folk, listen, it's your mindset. You have a scarcity mindset, and I need you to free yourself.
Open that up.
I need you to free yourself. Listen, it's about winning ideas. Winning ideas win. What's a winning idea? It could be a creative solution. It could be an effective plan. There are limitless possibilities that fit the category of winning idea. But listen, this is what you need to know. The sky's the limit, and there's more than enough. Stop that crab in a barrel mentality, you know, she trying to do, he trying to do what I'm trying to do. Listen, first of all, there's only one you.
Right.
There's only one me. There's only one hot chocolate. There's only one CeeLo for sure. There's only one Solana Rich. And if you really understand that there's nobody who can be you, it should encourage you to go out and try to be you a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to be like the next person so much. There's too many copycats in America. You know what I'm saying? People who get paid to copy. Listen, teamwork makes the dream work. Stop hating and collaborate.
Right.
Listen, I'm trying to help some people free themselves and get unstuck.
Mm-hmm.
You stuck because you think you can do it by yourself. Don't nobody want your little funky idea. You ain't made a dime from it. I don't want that mess.
Right.
You ain't made no money. So why are you holding it so close to your chest? Listen, 100% of zero ain't about nothing.
Right.
Collaborate.
Yeah.
Get out there, find somebody who's trying to do what you're doing. Listen, I'll take 25% right now when I don't have nothing. Listen, be willing to start somewhere. Collaborate. Don't be scared. And listen, even if somebody gets ahead of you and get there first, if you help them and you really help them, they're not going to leave you out there. They're not going to leave you out there if you truly listen. Let's get out of this crab mentality and let's unite, baby. Let's unite with Solana Rich.
Yes.
Solana, tell them, girl. Tell them.
Well, it really matters in our life. It matters who we're connected to also, because sometimes we don't even see, like what they say, the five people around you are who you're going to become.
Closest.
So sometimes we don't see the people because we are them in a sense. So we've picked up their ways and their ways of thinking and how they go about it. And once we try to break free and renew our mind, reprogram our mind with a new thought pattern, and
too
it's
late.
Because it's repetition. You know, you gotta want, but
right.
sometimes people don't even want to see you for who you really are. They just want you to be a part and do what, this is just what we do. But some of this is not our plan. It's not God's plan. It's not what we're really called to. We're just doing what we're comfortable with. So we can change. We can come together. And when we really come together and love people for who they are and let them stand in their greatness, you know, encourage them in their gifts and their talents and see them for who they really are and love them even if you don't like what it is that they're doing, that's not your call. Like, we don't have a heaven or hell to put nobody in. So it's many times we're so judgmental to one another, and, you know, it's only because we're individuals. Like, I'm not called to what you might be called to. You might not like what I like. But we still have a heart, and that's the common connector. That's the thing. That's what we really got to love one another. But it all starts, what I'm saying, we have to love ourselves enough to know where we are and really face. And that's what I had to do. I'm like, face what I'm doing and have the courage to step out and say, oh, the Lord is my provider. And he will provide. Like, he is sovereign, and he got me. He's had me all this time. He's not going to drop me off now. And then I can sit on a show and talk to groovy people about groovy stuff, because that's just, I mean, that's the way we move. If we move, we got to move.
Right. Reinvent yourself, right?
Yes, constantly, every day. And it's okay.
You got to shake it up.
Yeah,
constantly.
Yeah, my newest mantra is, I'm worthy, and I don't need anybody's permission.
Yes, okay. Unapologetic.
Yeah,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
I like that.
Love it.
Yeah, often, often, Solana, you said you talked about the people that you surround yourself with. I think often, because many of the people we surround ourselves with are friends and family, people we care about, right? We tend to fall into the trap of the comfort zone, and we tend to just go with the flow, and we tend to do things just because everybody else is doing it. Very few people walk away from the crowd, right? Because it takes a certain level of focus, discipline. You said it, right? You know, it takes a certain level of courageousness to walk away from the crowd. You know, I think one thing that we have to be mindful of is the idea of like-minded people. We have always heard that, you know, we need to be around like-minded people. Well, today I challenge that thought. I challenge the concept of like-minded people, because as I have grown and evolved, right, what I realize is, you know, prostitutes are like-minded people. Alcoholics are like-minded people.
Yeah.
You know, thieves are like-minded people. Christians even are like-minded people, right? Do you want to be around like-minded people, or do you want to be around right-minded people? I choose right-minded people in order to get to the next level. I've been around like-minded people all my life. And as I have learned and as I shift, right, I now recognize I need right-minded people in my life. And I think that shift in thought will bring about a serious illumination and association, because the five people that you're closest to are the people that you will become one of. And so is that a group of hoes? Is that a group of prostitutes? You know, is that alcoholics? Is that thieves? Or is that millionaires? Is that billionaires? Is that business owners? Are those people with cryptocurrency, people with stock portfolios, right? Or are those people who are always begging? You know, is somebody who always need 20? You know, who are you going to be? I think association brings about assimilation. That's why it's important to unite, but to unite with right-minded people.
Yes. I had a question about the 67 principles course. Could you tell us about that?
It's available right there on the website once you join our United Front, and it's 67 principles in business that I put together when I did have my salon, and it's just basic principles for any kind of business. I mean, just the common courtesy and the etiquette of business, just the basic things that, you know, I mean, starting from when you pull up, like if you pull up in front of a business or you go to, if you go out and you just park your car, you know, you just park your car and you just get out. You pick up two parts. I mean, why? I mean, think beyond just ourselves. You know, when you walk up to a business, it should look like a five-star business, no matter how much you have on your budget. You know, the windows need to be clean. Just certain things, like in our business, the way we talk to our clients and the way we don't talk about, not backbiting or, you know, just 67 things just to love on people the way that they want to be loved on. Love on, I mean, you know, the way you want to be treated is one thing, but the way people really need to be treated is a whole nother thing. And that's, you know, getting into a whole nother realm of thinking, you know, even just what you just said, TM, you know, we become like the people that we are around. And even with me going through this metamorphosis right now, this transformation in my life, the people that I love the most and the people that are closest in my circle, I want us all, I want to learn all of this stuff, you know, and I'm telling them, I'm like, this and this and that and that, because I want them, I want to know what they know that I don't know, you know, but we have to grow in our thinking. So it's not leaving anybody behind, but everybody gets a goal when we grow. Everybody grows, you know, when we're the best version of ourselves. So that's where I'm at with it. Let's go. And in our business, we have to run a business. We have to do our books and, you know, do our taxes. We got to do our, and especially in the beauty industry, you know, it's certain things in business. You just got to level up in every way. So that's what the principles are all about. And it's just available. I made it, and I just want to share what's good. So it is good, too.
Hey, if you want to get those 67 principles, you can log on to SolanaRichUnites.com. Again, she's been talking about the 67 principles that she's created that she wants to share with you. She has them posted within the portal on her website, but you got to connect with the community. She ain't just giving you the tips free. You feel me? You got to give us some info, and she can get it to you. SolanaRichUnites.com. Her birthday's tomorrow. She's relaunching a podcast. She's starting off with some wisdom bombs. Wisdom bombs is 60 seconds, 60 clear seconds of wisdom, any kind of wisdom that you have that you can drop that somebody can benefit from. Solana, I've been thinking about the wisdom bomb ever since last week when you asked me 7 questions and then was like, go. Give me an answer to all 7 questions in 60 seconds. Like, what the hell?
No, that's not what happened. That's not what happened. I said that if you were talking to the one that created you, if you were talking to your creator, you have 60 seconds, And then I just was just saying, in parallel to that, if it's the generations to come, if it's the people that are here and now that you just need to tell them the message from your heart, like if it's for the people that went before us, you know, like the people that we would be sitting here, like the people whose shoulders we stand on, you know, like what would you say in 60 seconds? And that's what you're going to share tomorrow on the show. Right, Tim?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to practice on the other side of this right here. We're talking about wisdom bombs. Wisdom, but well, see, 1 minute, but this is from the heart, but it's the social lab, folks. This is you hear the voice of Solana Rich. She's uniting. She's starting off with these wisdom bombs, and you know, I got a wisdom bomb. So, Solana, when I say, you know, practice, you know, I was just going to drop one, you know, right now, just to, you know, get revved up for tomorrow. You know, it don't have to be the same one because I probably won't remember this anyway. You know, but when I think of, you know, Solana Rich Unites, you know, I'm going to drop a wisdom bomb on, you know, just the power of unification, the power of unification. And so if you want to start the clock, we can start the clock right now. Okay. TM dropping in for Solana Rich Unites with my wisdom bomb on unification. You know, why should we unite? We should unite because at the end of the day, where we're headed, it's all about educating our young people, having conversations with our youth about what they're seeing, what they're feeling, and changing the environment for the future of our young people. We stand on the shoulder of giants who put a lot of work in to get us where we are. We can't continue to go back. So unifying is extremely important. And whatever we can do, I can do to help to close the gap to unification, that's what I'm going to do. So, you know, for me, it's all about unifying for the future because our children, young people, are the future. A lot of support was put into me, and I want to continue to pay it forward by helping young people and their families, right, regardless of their race, ethnicity, right, geographical, economical background. I'm T.M. Hyman, and I am complete. Was that a good enough wisdom bomb? Wisdom bomb for you? Like that? Somebody else want to drop a wisdom bomb for Solana Rich, who uniting up in here?
Come on. That's a lot of pressure.
I see somebody doing a double dutch right now. Somebody double dutching Solana. Somebody double dutching Solana.
Mine would not take 60 seconds.
Come on.
I would just say, write, little child, write. I would just tell them to write how they feel, what they're going through. I mean, because I wish that I would have had something written that was passed down to me. I mean, outside of the books that we have, you know, access to. But I mean, like, those that literally came before me. I would have liked to have a guide. I would say to write.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. My wisdom bomb would be to the youth, find something that you love to do, your passion, and do that with whatever the rest of your life is. Make that what you do. There will never be a day where you feel like doing something that you're passionate about feels like work. Passion and purpose, young folks.
Passion. It's real. That's real. And you know, the one thing about passion and purpose, right, there are still grown people who are struggling to identify what their true purpose is, right, what their true passion is. And I think, you know, it's really, 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 really important that you tap into that as early as possible in life, because what you said is real. The earlier you tap into it, the less you will have to worry about feeling like you're working. Because when you are passionate about what you're doing, it does not really feel like you're working, specifically
like
when you're getting paid for it.
That.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What's better than getting paid for what you love to do?
That's right. Yeah, I would say that I would start my wisdom bomb, too. How about that? I would just say, if you wear glasses, put your glasses on, please. And just take a look at your fingerprints. You are the only person in the world. You are the only person, even if it's identical twins, you're the only one that has your fingerprints. And you are created in such a way that when you get in tune to your purpose and your passion, your gifts and your talents, you're the only one that can put that piece in the puzzle. You're the only one that can put your mark on the world. And what's for you, it's only for you. But you got to put your mark on it. Like, you can't go with the ways of the world and them and they and what they do and then what they have. Not even what you have or don't, because you are not your provider when you really believe it. And it's beautiful when you tap into the inside, because that's where it's at. And that's my bomb, honey. Do it.
So Solana is the same age, or turning, excuse me, the same age as I am. So I know you can relate to this. When you say, when I hear you all say no one else can be you but you. You are the only person who is the best person to be you. It brings back memories of Grand Poobah and Brand Nubian. Nobody can be you but you.
Yeah.
Nobody can be you. Sorry, I did date myself, but that era
was
dope.
That was great.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't
only you could do what you came. Yeah. And nobody. Yeah. And that's deep when you really think about it. So what's in there? You know, what's in your heart? What is that thing? And I really got to tap into that.
Yes. And I wholeheartedly believe that what's for you is for you. It does not matter what anyone says or does. Nothing can stop what is meant for you.
Yes.
Yeah, nothing but
only
you.
If you
do
it.
You can
right.
stop. You
right.
can
only
stop
you
what's
do
meant
it.
For you.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You can stop what's meant for you, because at the end of the day, you know, it's all about action. And, you know, the biggest problem that we have in our lives is ourselves. And taking action and being decisive. And so you're absolutely right. Right? Nobody can be you but you. And I absolutely agree that what's for you is for you. But it is possible that you could never receive it, because a lot of times what's for us is outside of our comfort zone. And if we never move outside of our comfort zone to go and get it, we'll never receive it. Winning ideas, ladies and gentlemen, a winning attitude, a winning mindset does not just come to us. We have to go get it. We have to want it. The best way to inspire, like, creativity and winning ideas is in a low-stress environment, a low-stress environment. I love water. I love water because of the serenity of it all. It creates a low-stress environment for me. What is that thing that brings you peace that creates low stress? You have to identify it, because if you are going to shift and put the past behind you, never to allow it to continue to distract you or be an obstacle for you. Because what's happening for a lot of us is we know where we want to go. We've been knowing for years. But our past continues to haunt us. Things of the past, how we feel about it. I challenge us to fact it and not feel it as much. I said, why don't you fact it and not feel it as much? Because if you F-A-C-T it and not F-E-E-L it so much, you will realize that the facts outweigh the feelings way more than not.
Yeah.
Stop feeling it so much, because those feelings cause your subconscious to take you back to those places. You got to keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah.
Create a winning idea, a winning mindset today. Today, if the experience is enjoyable, you are more likely to be inspired. If it's low stress, you're more likely to receive it.
Right.
We talking about winning ideas, winning partnerships, winning people. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to help you to unite. We want to unite with you. Hey, unite with Solana Rich. We're taking this conversation over to Clubhouse at 10, and that's a whole nother, you know, group of folk over there who will keep the conversation going. Solana Rich has talked about her black book, Unite's Directory. It's an online directory. Go to the website, SolanaRich.com, SolanaRichUnites.com, to see the black book info. She has the 67 principles in business. You can also get that there at SolanaRichUnites.com. Solana, what are some closing comments before we shift over to Clubhouse? We appreciate you. You are official family to the Social Lab.
Hey, yes. Yes, welcome,
ma'am.
Thank
you so much. Thank you for having me. You know, I just listening when we first started, you said we have new mercies every day. And it doesn't really matter how we start, where we start. It matters how we finish. And it matters what's on your heart, that you do the thing. You're either going to do it or you're not. And when, you know, the next second is not promised. Second is not promised. So I just want to say it's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to hook up with, unite with great people doing great things. And the more exposure to great people and great things, I believe the greater experience that we have in our life, you know. So when our dash is over and complete, we can leave it. We can leave it, you know, nothing empty, just empty from everything we were meant to do, because we did it. And I think that's the fulfilled life, and not, you know, walking around being a zombie, being a robot, doing what they say or what you think, even just the best, exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think, is what I'm praying for everybody listening.
Amen.
Hey, teamwork makes the dream work, folks. Teamwork makes the dream work. Think abundance. Don't think scarcity. There's more than enough. The fact is, there's more than enough money in the world for it to go around the earth a couple times for each and every one of us. That's the reality. You know, so teamwork makes the dream work. Solana, we appreciate you. Hey, we're taking it over to Clubhouse. Everybody, good night.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live.